Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device without evidence, the AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
The rival Koreas have exchanged warning shots along their disputed Western Sea boundary as animosities rise over North Korea's recent weapons test. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is the strong favorite to be Britain's next prime minister, the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Sunak could well be offered the post after former leader Boris Johnson dropped out of the Conservative Party leadership contest. The government party is choosing a replacement for Liz Truss, who quit last week. Sunak is the only candidate with confirmed support for more than 100 lawmakers, the number needed to run in the election. House of Commons leader Penny Mordaunt has so 100 lawmakers, the number needed to run in the election. House of Commons leader Penny Mordaunt has so far fewer expressions of support, but is aiming to reach the threshold by the time nominations close later in the day. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. More than 3 years after prosecutors in Manhattan in the U.S. city of New York, started investigating former President Donald Trump, the only criminal trial to arise from their efforts is about to begin. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former President Donald Trump is not going on trial, but his company is, the Trump Organization, accused of helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries. Trump signed off on some of the checks at the center of the case, but is not charged with anything and is not expected to testify or attend the trial, which starts Monday with jury selection. If convicted, the organization could be fined more than $1 million. Last month, the New York Attorney General filed a civil lawsuit accusing Trump and his organization of misleading banks and others for years about the value of assets. That civil suit seeks $250 million and a permanent ban on Trump doing business in the state. Julie Walker, New York.
This trial comes after prosecutors went to the Supreme Court twice to gain access to Trump's tax records. A Brazilian politician has attacked federal police officers seeking to arrest him in his home, prompting an hours-long siege that caused alarm and a scramble for a response at the highest level of government. Roberto Jefferson, a former lawmaker and an ally of President Jair Bolsonaro, fired a rifle at police and threw grenades, wounding two officers. He said in a video message that he refused to surrender, though by early evening he was in custody. The events were stunning, even for Brazilians who have grown accustomed to far-right politicians thumbing their noses at Supreme Court justices. When humanitarian officials in Haiti try to describe their concerns over a new fast-spreading cholera epidemic, they struggle to find the word strong enough, alarming, chaotic, even a catastrophe. A sizable part of the island's population has been isolated and unable to access health care, either by serious fuel shortages or by the brutal armed guards that control vast areas. Without health care, cholera patients who suffer acute diarrhea can die of dehydration in just hours. As of Wednesday, 33 cholera deaths and 960 suspected cases have been logged by the health ministry. UNICEF officials say that number could seriously understate the problem. In recapping our top story, Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device without having any evidence. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.